In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the day that the church designates that we commemorate all of the saints. And not just all the saints of the past, but all the saints who will ever live. Those not yet born are commemorated today as well. Because the reach of the church goes to all directions. In all ages, both those that have gone before and those that are yet to come. And All Saints is a very important day for all of us as well, because it reminds us, as it talks about in the Epistle to the Hebrews, this great cloud of witnesses that surround us. And what's really so important about them? Well, if you look at all the saints, you read their lives, and you understand all the different things that they've gone through, there is absolutely no part of the human condition, no matter what it is, that the saints have not experienced. You can, if you think yourself perhaps plagued with some kind of problem or something like that, or you're going through a certain time that you don't know how to deal with, there's a saint out there that has gone through it before you. I promise you. And they have conquered. They have reached beyond whatever this problem happened to be, and they have followed Christ no matter what. And that's what the Lord refers to in His gospel today when He says, "He who confesses me among men, I will confess among my to my Father in heaven." He's not just talking about a verbal confession, you know, I believe. No, nothing like that. He's talking about a whole life that is dedicated to Him in all our words, deeds, and actions. These are the things that make up what our confession is all about. You know, the saints, when this feast was first celebrated, probably sometime in the 4th century, although it wasn't into the 8th century that it got the name All Saints. That's another interesting story. If you listen to this week's Hidden Saints, you can hear about it. So I'm not going to tell you here. But they were originally, it was a celebration of the martyrs. And St. Gregory Palamas makes a very interesting comment, because he says that for those that were persecuted, the ones who were called to give their lives for the sake of Christ, this was the greatest thing, the martyrdom of blood. You are faced with a choice, and you have to confess, or in cowardice, you back out, and you've denied Christ. And so many of these martyrs, especially in the early centuries, we know that were able to do this. They were able to find that strength to reach inside them, to draw on the grace of God that had been with them their whole lives in order to make this confession. But St. Gregory Palamas says, for them, that's one thing. For us, who live in times of relative peace and quietude and certainty in many things, well, we don't have that type of martyrdom. So instead, he says, we have to persecute ourselves. We have to martyr ourselves. In other words, if we are living in wonderful times, that's not necessarily a challenge to our faith, is it? Not necessarily. Of course, we all deal with the things going on in the world. You know, there's always something going on that's problematic that we might have struggles with or hard to understand or feel upset about. But no, what St. Gregory is referring to is the idea that if you are not martyred, then you must be hard on yourself, both in terms of your spiritual lives, your physical lives, everything. You have to accuse yourself constantly. You have to be aware of your sins. You have to weep buckets of tears over the things that you have done wrong in order to gain that grace of God, in order to unite yourself with Him who looks for our repentance day and night, day and night. So as we talk about the saints and we talk about the martyrs, martyria in Greek is witness. So we have to be witnesses, whether it is in a time of active persecution against our physical selves or if it's a time of relative quiet. We have to continue to keep that alertness, that awareness of martyrdom, that awareness of witness to be able to say not only to the Lord, but to the world, I belong to Jesus Christ, and here's why. Because these are the things that I am doing. I am actively pursuing Him all the time. He is in my thoughts night and day. I don't do anything without consulting Him in prayer. That's what we need. That's what we have to have. And that's what all these saints have done. Not all of them, of course, were martyrs. Some of our most recent saints, it was kind of half and half. I mean, St. Maria of Paris certainly was. St. Paisius was not. St. Porphyrius was not. But they led holy lives where they took the things that were problems for them, sometimes in intense suffering. Sometimes in the case of like St. Nectarius, in intense persecution of his person, in terms of his reputation, in terms of who he was, in terms of who, what his nationality even was. These were things he had to deal with. He was trying to do the will of God, but yet constantly, time after time after time, there were barriers put in his way. And he had to overcome that. And it was not easy. And if you read about St. Maria of Paris or St. Nectarius, for instance, you will find the sufferings that they went through, the things that they had to deal with, sometimes from within their own church, that was tremendously troubling to them, that was a real challenge to their faith. But they maintained the faith because they knew that the challenges must come, that without these challenges, without these opportunities to overcome the sufferings that they were undergoing, there would be no spiritual growth. There would be no opportunity to love the Lord Jesus Christ in an even greater manner. Because it's one thing to sit at home and to, you know, be back in your recliner or something with the U.S. Open on this afternoon, like I probably will, and to dream to yourself about how good a Christian you are and how much you love God. That's nothing. That is nothing. I mean, anyone can do that in their ease and in their comfort. But when you're challenged, when all of a sudden something comes up and something you weren't expecting perhaps, and it's either a physical problem perhaps or a problem in the family, or something that's going to demand something of you unexpectedly, and you weren't ready for it, you probably didn't even want it, what do you do then? How is your faith at that point? Is it strong, and I have strength in God, and I can overcome all these things, and whatever the Lord wills, I will follow it, and I will go, and I will do it, and I will overcome this? Or do we cower and start getting worried? And we don't, why me, Lord? You know, the old why me, Lord thing. And the answer, of course, to why me, Lord, is why not you? Why not you? Everybody goes through something at some period in their lives. Everybody undergoes something that's going to martyr them in their lives, that's going to have a significant impact on you. One way or the other, you can't avoid it. If you're a walking, breathing human being living in this world, you can't avoid it. It's going to happen. But yet we look to the saints of God who have shown us in every single category how to overcome, how to move forward, how to unite ourselves with Christ like they did, because they knew that if they were united with Christ, nothing mattered. Nothing. What does St. Paul say? If we live, we live unto the Lord. If I die, even better, because I go to be with Him. That's the type of faith that Christ calls us to have in our own witness, in our own martyrdom. This is what we need to inculcate within ourselves in order to truly say that we are Orthodox Christians. This is what it takes. We don't just sit back. We don't do that at all with the Orthodox faith. No, it's a constant effort, a constant struggle, because the kingdom of heaven is taken by violence. The violent do take it by force. We know that that is an axiom of spiritual life. And so as we're celebrating all the saints, and there's so many wonderful ones, so many of them. I mean, they're just countless. If you don't think there's a saint out there that you can relate to, you haven't looked hard enough. Because there are. There's many that could absolutely fit into your own situation. And so call upon them. They are here. They're wanting to help us. They are in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. We don't know how it all works, but it does. And they are the ones that are interceding for us. And if we ask for that intercession, they will certainly turn to the Lord and give it to us. Because they know better than anyone what the human condition is all about and what we all have to go through. Even those of us who are, you know, living relatively quiet lives with not a lot happening sometimes, there's saints out there that had that too. There's many, many great saints. Even the one I was talking about earlier when the All Saints was first established, it was because of the wife of an emperor. I guess I'm going to tell you the story. He knew his wife was a saint. How many husbands here are going to say, oh yeah, mine too, you know? He knew that she was a saint. He absolutely knew it. And when she reposed, his idea was that he was going to build a church in her honor. Well, the bishops of the church rightly said, whoa, man, hold on. Whoa was an old Greek word. It means you have to sort of wait. You can't do that. I mean, she just proposed. You can't just build a church in her honor. So he sat back and he thought a bit. And he said, okay, I'm going to build a church and it's going to be dedicated to all the saints, to everyone. Because if she is a saint, then she'll be celebrated on that day. And the bishops bought it. They said, okay, we can do this. We can do this. And so he built the church, and she actually had the last word, because at her funeral, there were healings and miracles that occurred during that time when people came up and gave her the last kiss and venerated her remains. So the emperor was right. It really was a very sanctified situation. But he lived his life. He was a good man. He lived with a saint, which must have had all kinds of problems for him, I'm sure. If you've ever been around anyone saintly at all, it can be difficult because they're right and you're wrong. And you know it. So it can be very, very difficult. But in their case, they were royalty. They were living the good life, at least until the time that she reposed. There was nothing persecutorial going on with them. There was no horrible problem that they had to deal with. Nothing like that. She was just living a life of persecuting herself, of setting aside the fact that she was an empress and all that entailed, of not dressing when she went out into the town in the way that an empress normally would. She would put on regular clothes. She would do all these sorts of things, and the people loved her for it because she knew who the real king was, and it wasn't her husband. And she was adorning herself for him. And so even in that sort of situation, which is, I mean, we're not royalty here, but we're a lot closer to that sort of normal life situation, she was able, by her own efforts, to draw near to God, who blessed her tremendously. And now she sits among the saints. And not only that, she has this feast day that was created for her, which honors all of them. So I encourage everybody, when you are in the midst of your spiritual warfare, and every moment of our lives is spiritual warfare, don't deceive yourselves. Don't think for a moment that it's not. It is. It is. And things will come after you, and things will happen. And the devil does not like you. Unfortunately, too many of us seem to like him in many ways throughout our lives. He doesn't like you. He may make you think that, but he doesn't. He hates you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to see you dead in the ground and in hell. That's what he wants. But don't let him. Don't let him. Look to the saints. Emulate them as best as you can. Understand what they went through. And never, ever give up on yourself. And never, never slack off. Be relentless to yourself in terms of the things that are separating you from God. Because that will draw the grace of God. He's always there. But he's given us free will and he wants us to turn to him. He's saying, here it is. Here's the nice, cool swimming pool on a hot day. And you won't get in it. Why not? That's what it is. He is the God of all comfort, the Comforter, as we heard last week during Pentecost with the Holy Spirit. Turn to him. Embrace him. Turn to the saints. Embrace them. And they will intercede for you in ways that you cannot even imagine. Through the prayers of all the saints, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us. Amen.